This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to this edition of 6 Minute English with me, Dima Kostenko.
And me, Rebecca Byrne. Hello.
Today we'll be doing something we don't normally do. In fact, we'll be doing the opposite to what we usually do. Normally you would expect us to talk about how to use English correctly. But today we'll spend some time looking at the inaccurate use of the language and the funny side of it. How does that sound to you, Rebecca?
That sounds good. Actually, I could do with a few laughs today, so I'm looking forward to it.
OK. Today's topic was prompted by a report by our correspondent in Shanghai, Chris Hogg, and we'll hear parts of that report in just a few moments. But first, it's time for this week's question for you. Rebecca, are you ready?
Of course. Fire away, as ever.
Which of these types of incorrect English are we going to be talking about, do you think? Is it A, Chinglish? B, Spanglish, or C, Hinglish?
Well, I know of Chinglish and Spanglish. I don't know what Hinglish is, actually. OK, quick guess, I will say Spanglish.
Spanglish. Mm-hmm. OK, we'll check your answer in a minute. But first, do you mind going through some of today's key vocabulary?
Not at all. So, first of all, the phrasal verb to get at. If you're getting at something, you're implying it. You mean to say it. Then another verb, to mistranslate, meaning to change words from one language to another incorrectly, losing the original meaning. And the adjective crucial, which means vitally important or impossible to do without.
So that's crucial, to mistranslate, and to get at. Let's now listen to Chris Hogg.
You can find Chinglish all over this city. Often it can be blamed on software used to translate Chinese automatically. Sometimes you can see what the author was getting at, such as the sign that warns people to keep valuables snugly and beware the people press close to you designedly. Then there are signs where they've mistranslated a crucial word. One in a hotel lift advises people, please leave your values at the front desk.
So, which type of incorrect English is mentioned in the report, Rebecca?
Chinglish, which means that my earlier guess was wrong today.
It was, yes.
Our reporter says that quite often the mistakes are caused by bad automatic translation, and while in some cases you can guess what is meant, or, as he put it, what the author was getting at, in others a crucial word gets translated incorrectly.
And this can sometimes be quite funny. Let's look at the two examples from the report. First, the sign, keep valuables snugly, and beware that people press close to you designedly. What do you think was meant by this, and why is it funny?
OK, in this case, these combinations of words don't usually collocate, so they just sound quite strange to a native speaker, but of course we can guess what they mean.
Right, to collocate, that's to go naturally together.
Yes, right, exactly. Okay. So to keep valuables snugly, obviously what they mean is to keep your valuables close to you, but usually you'd only use the word snug to talk about an environment. For example, if you're warm under a blanket and it's cold outside, then you're snug.
OK, so it's like you're sheltered or you are protected from something.
Yes, okay, exactly. And obviously they mean with intention here, by designedly. And in this case, the intention would be to steal your valuables, I suppose. But again, it just sounds very strange. You don't know what the intention might be from the way they've expressed it here.
And what about the second one? Please leave your values at the front desk.
OK, so here they've just used the wrong word. They meant to say valuables, so meaning watches, jewellery. But values, of course, means your principles or what you consider to be right or wrong.
OK, let's hear a few more examples. And here are some key words for you.
First, the expression the wrong way round, meaning opposite to how it should be or incorrectly. And secondly, the adjective surreal, which means very strange, weird or bizarre.
That's surreal and the other way round. Let's listen.
Sometimes they've just got it the wrong way round, such as on this sign in the stairwell of a department store asking shoppers to please bump your head carefully. My favourites, though, are those which get more surreal, like the one on the Shanghai Metro from the Public Security Bureau that reads, if you are stolen, call the police at once.
Chris Hogg there reporting. What do you think was meant by please bump your head carefully, Rebecca? And why is this funny?
OK, in this case, it sounds like they are instructing you to hit your head, but only to do it very carefully and to hit your head against the wall or the ceiling. But I think what they're intending to say is be careful not to hit your head.
Right. And what about if you are stolen, call the police at once?
I think that would probably be quite difficult because it sounds like here you've been kidnapped, but of course we don't say that someone is stolen. Usually you'll just use stolen in the passive form, obviously, to refer to objects which are taken, not people.
So just predicting, perhaps they wanted to say, if something is stolen from you, call the police at once.
Exactly.
Right. Thanks for your explanations, Rebecca. And if you would like to find out more about Chinglish, as well as Hinglish and Spanglish, simply follow the links from our website, bbclearningenglish.com. That's it then. Until next week.
Goodbye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.